Blog Talk Radio.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Mel.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Oh my gosh, here we are. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. So I know a visitor from the Navajo Nation. Navajo Nation. Kondala, this evening, I wanted to have a radio show. And the response was that, Shashto, well, here we are, this Shashto, this is Cal Nez. Cal Nez, Tachitin Shlito, Tanis Zani Bashishin, Arona kaid na idash chid od panid shnal ayis na shahado ayis it out. Well, what is chid is I should that's it. Eight hot. It's an eight hot lindo ego kita akwe zel no kebaz on the aaj arango. The men schle. Is she eats it in late torture had halgo. Ado aja rodeo and dalkie door the cushy with all. Banalta. A co is in Nalaya with Oshet with Jilnathan. Discarzo. Well, this cause no, Atashi. Done it is a discazo. So, a anago, Shabrak. A co, so, for all those people, Kushishi Shabrat and Shabrat Hospital and Abdish, Said Anlit Ahuan Mazabiyon at Ano Data Hadnet. So, this evening it's open mic. And all you listeners, please give us a call. 801. Well, that's my number. Call in number here is 347-989-0048. There's so much to talk about. I just received a text message. And the text message basically says, looks like the Navajo Nation Supreme Court declined to hear the contempt issue, stayed its order on the 31st deadline and set a briefing schedule for the two bills ending February 26th. I don't know exactly what that means. Looks like the Navajo Nation Supreme Court declined to hear the contempt issue. And of course everybody's in awaiting to see what the petition that's been given by or placed by David Jordan, Justin Jones on behalf of Hank Whitethorn and Dale Soucy. So the question is that are we going to have an election? The election for the Navajo Nation presidential candidates, is it going to be the 17 or is it going to be between Russell Begay and Joe Shirley? And so many people are saying that their vote doesn't count or didn't count, and therefore they feel like they are disenfranchised. Well, that's kind of like health. You know, can you legislate? Is it the responsibility of any government to be able to legislate health or legislate happiness or legislate being wealthy or being enfranchised, being happy or being excited about participating in an election? An election will always be there, will always happen, pwned at time, but that's a right that we all have. But does that necessarily mean that everybody has to vote? They should, but is it mandatory? That's a right. And because we have a right, we have a choice. And that choice is whether you're going to exercise your right to vote. And while you're exercising that, of course, you're going to go through. And in some cases, yes, it might be unfortunate that you've gone great distances to go vote. But, excuse me, for all of those who were there, who drove from out of town, well, I suppose you can vote this go-around if it happens again. And so in either case, whether it's held before January 31st or whether it's held June, it depends on the number of the pool of the candidates. And so when you think about this, where is it that the legislation needs to happen so that everybody is enfranchised, connected, willing, excited to vote? And so how much of that can we do in terms of legislation? So here's your opportunity to call in. And share your ideas. Is the Navajo Nation Supreme Court going through the exercise of giving the Navajo people another opportunity to vote? Or are they going to go in there and say, okay, well, we heard some people are disenfranchised? Well, it's the same thing for Chapter House. You know, you have Chapter House meetings. People have all the opportunities, almost like on a monthly basis, that they have a chapter meeting. They have to have a quorum. They go to this. Well, should there be more people that goes to these chapter meetings? Certainly. But does it happen? No, because I've been in many, 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 many chapter meetings. Are they, is the reason why they don't go? Because they're disenfranchised also? Nobody makes an issue of that when somebody votes because of disenfranchised voters or chapter members. Is that the reason why that we're in the mess that we're in? You know, I think everybody's really, really tired of this whole thing. And that maneuver's been made, this maneuver has been made, this, that, the list goes on. And people go through, and they file that and file this, and now here we are almost to the end of February, and the ballots haven't been printed. And so what is going to happen? We haven't selected one. We don't know. But really the one that's for certain that is one of the candidates is Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. And who he's going to run against right now, we don't know. So I have no idea what this text message meant, whether we're going to have an election or not. So, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. We only have 15 minutes. Telephone number here is 347-989-0048. Should the Navajo Nation Supreme Court throw out the entire petition and follow the agreement, or listen to David Jordan, Justin Jones, Hank Whitethorn, Dale Soucy, and have a nation have its election with, between Russell Begay and Dr. Joe Shirley Jr.? And is it the responsibility of the Navajo Nation government to change laws, to change this, to change that, so that everybody can become enfranchised, excited about voting? Anyway, your opportunity to call in. Hoping to hear from everybody.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Mel.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. And we have about 11 minutes left. And tonight we're talking about the politics on the Navajo Nation. The agreement that was signed between the three branches. It was a meeting that finally somebody came together to avoid all of the craziness that took place the other day that could have potentially taken place. It was an agreement that outlined that President Shelley will be sworn in until the new president comes in. And he was sworn in on Tuesday at 12 o'clock. The other one is that there is a possibility that the Navajo Nation Elections Office is, the Navajo Nation Elections Office will be preparing for an election. That's, you know, whether it's going to happen now or later. So there's certain segments and certain aspects of the Navajo Nation election. We don't know if it's going to happen or not going to happen. But one thing that's for certain is this. January 31st, not going to happen, I don't think. And who are the candidates? So I'm waiting for callers. It's an open mic tonight. 347-989-0048. This is Cal Nez. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. While I have this opportunity, as I'm waiting for callers, it's Saturday night, and we're having an election. And for whatever reason, we're in the state that we're in terms of the Navajo Nation government. One of the things, at least for me, I want to share with you is that I am not a politician. I never want to be viewed as a politician, especially a career politician. For me, I care about the Navajo people. Navajo Nation would yell. Sovereignty, the boundaries of the Navajo Nation. I have the vision that the Navajo Nation has yet to tap into its potential. We are so far behind economically that if you're looking at the Navajo Nation from the outside in, the needs, I'm not trying to minimize the Navajo Nation government or the Navajo people. Whenever I talk about the Navajo Nation and the Navajo people, I also talk about me and where I come from. And because of what I see and what I've seen for the past 28 years of my professional relationship with the Navajo Nation, I started my business when I was the only graphic designer that was coming to the Navajo Nation. And I introduced the Navajo Nation to the world of graphic design and have been an advocate of the business community. It is not, it's never been about me. This is about what talent that God gave me, that the Creator Diyin Yeshatzospa, and to give back something that I've learned, a world-class, world-caliber graphic design that I can give to the Navajo Nation. It's the same thing of why that I continually come back to the Navajo Nation government, why that I look to the Navajo Nation Division of Economic Development, why I look to the president of the Navajo Nation, why that I look to the speaker of the Navajo Nation and the Navajo Nation Council, why that I look to the chapter and local governments, because I believe they have a potential if they can only use that one piece of the puzzle that hasn't been done yet. Abe Yidohati Kha. Tozago. What was that? They need all this. That's a kid all this.
I'm not looking for a job, never did I look at this as an employment. I wanted to take this opportunity. What a wonderful opportunity for the Navajo Nation now that we have some monies, 55 or actually $554 million and billions of dollars in assets. And to be able to invest that, to be able to take that and make it work so that there's some benefits to the Navajo people, not just a means for the money to be spent, but rather to invest so that we can double that money. $554 million, if used wisely, could help every Navajo on or off the Navajo Nation. If the businesses, they can be triple so, can grow, so the Navajo people can actually be real owners. We are owners now, but we're nowhere, and those are the opportunities. So I can go on and on. So having been given this opportunity, I'm just here. I care. I love my people. And we'll be on air again. Thank you very much. This is Politics on the Navajo Nation.